Happy August the 2nd. How are you doing? Today marks a day in August, the 8th month of the year. 2/3 of the year are consumed. And this is a lekker moment for reflection. As a Friends fan, my question to you is, as Joey would say it, how you doing? How you doing this far? And are you on par with your yearly ambitions? The truth is that you may not achieve all that you have intended for this year, but you may gain something which is far more significant. And this will all transpire around your primary goal. Let me start by saying that this significant thing that you might gain is unknown. Only you will know once you've attained it. And it will always be wrapped around your goal, your aspirations, objectives, the bigger picture. Please bear with me. I have flu, so maybe my voice might be coarse, but it's fine. So this goal of yours, it will remind you that being steadfast and intentional about this year and beyond is vital for your growth and preparation. And here's why it matters. Because you often study great attributes in other people, and you yearn for the same in yourself. You ask yourself, why can't it be yours? Why can't it be yours when you can sense it in others? Wisdom usually reminds us to stay firm and believe in the future we want, and by doing so, walk into it. I'm saying this because some of those aspirations are granted to you in a future that you must be prepared for. You must be prepared for a future that you want to aspire to. The best thing you could do to yourself right now is just maneuver your own mind, work your mind to say, I got this. This is attainable. I live in a world with a God that's alive, that's almighty and powerful, and all is possible through the power vested in God and us as God's minions. Material attainments come with environments, and being grounded is understanding that just because one and one are not two today for you does not imply that the future will be the same. Possibilities are inviting you today and tomorrow, and you better play along. It is better to assume a paradigm that preaches positivity and alignment with a higher order than the opposite. Because this way, you will yearn honestly and your need may just come to you. Listen, time will elapse in any case. So begin preaching a life that you wish to see. The biggest evil in the world is a scarcity mindset. So we must address it cautiously. Like yourself, I'm learning to expand. This big world is more than enough for all of us. Scarcity is just a conditioning. The world is not overpopulated. There's no scarcity anyway. It is also not distance from you or your plight. It just needs you to follow a set perspective, to work on how you think, and for you to think long term. And all the muscles that you require will attach to you as you go. And those who are in your space will start emphasizing your new attitude. Just do this one step at a time. This way, you are one step ahead of your previous self. And this way, you know that you've started something that is timely, that is timeless, and that can only lead you to the path that you've envisioned for yourself. Yeah, thank you.